This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Monday, March 25th. Waking up to a couple of morning showers and rumbles of thunder in the area. The sun will start peeking out around noon and then clearing later this evening. The high will be 74 and the low will dip to 42. Here are today's headlines. Dallas officials restored water recreation activities on White Rock Lake Sunday after suspending them due to 1.5 million gallons of raw sewage spilling into White Rock Creek from Plano. Dallas Parks and Recreation decided to lift the suspension after Dallas Water Utilities reported water samples were within normal pre-incident levels, according to a news release. Fishing, rowing, and boating activities can all resume on White Rock Lake. Swimming is always prohibited on the body of water per city code, but the White Rock Lake Dog Park is again open to pets. The spill started March 14th after a valve failed at a water lift station, flooding the station and shorting motors and electrical systems. The spill ended about 38 hours after. Plano officials estimated about 500 gallons per minute flowed into White Rock Creek, which feeds into White Rock Lake. It is not clear how much sewage ended up in Dallas from Plano. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, which oversees such incidents, said Tuesday it was investigating the spill. Parks and Recreation initially closed the lake to water activities on March 19th, following water testing that showed elevated bacteria levels. The release said Dallas Water Utilities will continue to monitor bacteria levels in the lake through March 29th. In other news, Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia said Thursday he's begun mapping out how his officers will handle Texas's new immigration law, even though its future remains in flux. After a dizzying week of back-and-forth court rulings, law enforcement agencies across Texas have expressed confusion and uncertainty about their mandate under Senate Bill 4, which empowers local law enforcement to handle a series of new state crimes for unauthorized migrants in the state. Dallas's top cop shared his concerns about the law, which a federal judge struck down as unconstitutional in February, prompting an appeal by Texas that is awaiting resolution. Garcia voiced concerns about how SB 4 could impact DPD's community relationships, but said there is a bottom line, telling the Dallas Morning News, if this passes, we must have policies in place. We cannot prohibit enforcement of the law. Next up, a North Fort Worth turf battle between HEB and Kroger is about to go live. HEB will open its Alliance store that's been under construction for more than a year at 6 a.m. on Wednesday. The grocer announced last week the new HEB on the northwest corner of Heritage Trace Parkway and North Riverside Drive is across the road from a Kroger Marketplace in Alliance Town Center. Later this year, a Kroger Marketplace will open on the west side of Interstate 35 in the Bonds Ranch area on the northeast corner of US 287 and Bonds Ranch Road. HEB has owned undeveloped land on the southeast corner of the same intersection for a few years, but hasn't announced plans for it. And the City Plan Commission on Thursday voted to delay a rezoning decision for the 522-acre Southern Dallas site where Shingle Mountain previously stood. It was the second consecutive delay, but the commission voted unanimously to continue discussions on the zoning review to May 2nd to allow city staff more time to consider how much industrial use should be allowed in the area. The current proposal calls for decreasing industrial zoning, which has drawn concerns from some area business owners who fear their livelihoods could be threatened, as well as apprehension from residents and environmental advocates who worry that any allowable industrial use could lead to heavy pollution issues akin to Shingle Mountain, a six-story tall pile of roofing materials. A clerical error caused the first delay during a March 7th Plan Commission meeting. Dallas officials say zoning changes for the area are needed to address city-sanctioned land uses like heavy industrial zoning mixed into single-family areas. It's been something residents and supporters have been pushing to happen for years, citing environmental and health concerns due to debris near their homes and waterways and poor air quality. The city council will weigh in on a later date on whether to make the decision official. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.